He wanted, George Bush wanted to get Saddam Hussein because Saddam Hussein tried to assassinate his father. These are all side issues. George Bush just wanted a war. He was a little, he certainly didn't have the courage to fight himself. What about, we hear a lot about, during the Vietnam War, what was it? There was a war he was supposed to go off and fight in, and instead he hid in the National Guard so he wouldn't have to go. I guess it was the Vietnam War. And he didn't even show up, for his regular service there in the National Guard. What's the true story there?
Well, people, it's interesting to me, Dr. Stan, how in this country these big stories just, they're gone here, and then they're gone, and then people, if you stop and you say, well, whatever happened to that story? I mean, whatever happened to that story about Bush not finishing his military service? And people say, gee, I don't know. I mean, I remember that Dan Rather put up some documents that turned out to be false, and then he was forced off of television. That's all they remember. Well, now think about this. What's more important, what Dan Rather did or what the President of the United States did? So we all ought to be able to say, I remember exactly what the ultimate conclusion from that was, but we don't remember because it all got muddled. And as I discovered in my research for Family of Secrets, it was deliberately muddled. My investigation found that George W. Bush, A, avoided going to Vietnam, even though he and his father and his grandfather and the whole family were supporters, staunch supporters of the Vietnam War, that is, for other people's children to go and die there. And so he didn't want to go, so he got into a safe unit in the Texas Air National Guard. And I found that actually, normally you could only get into that unit. Most of the people got in there were already trained pilots. They'd been in the Air Force already because the Air National Guard didn't normally train pilots. They just took people who were already trained. But they put him in there, and they sent him off for training. They spent, I believe, more than $1 million training him to fly his plane. He was obligated to fly out of Houston for 6 years. He flew and trained for less than 4 years, and then he disappeared, never finished his service. Basically, that's called being AWOL. It's a felony with no statute of limitations, but somehow he just disappeared. The paperwork was cleaned up. And nobody was ever able to prove anything.
And I really think that Dan Rather was set up. I think that they gave him, this is my impression, I'd like your opinion, Dan Rather was set up. They gave him fraudulent papers. He put them up. He thought they were accurate. And then the issue, whether or not George Bush was AWOL, disappeared, and the issue became then, Dan Rather, why he put up fraudulent information. I think the whole thing was a scam to draw attention away from the cowardness of George W. Bush.
Right. Well, you see, in 2004, you had a big problem. The Democrats were starting to talk a lot about this issue, about George Bush's missing service record. The Democrats were getting ready to nominate John Kerry, who actually had served in Vietnam and had not only served but had been in the Swift boats in a kind of a shooting gallery situation, a particularly dangerous situation, and had performed with valor. And so that double whammy was so potentially harmful to Bush's reelection prospects and to the interest, I might add, of the great corporations that were behind him. They were terrified that Bush was going to lose, that these two issues, Bush's own being AWOL, Kerry's heroism in Vietnam, were a huge problem. And my assessment, based on, again, the research, and Family of Secrets has more than 500 sources, thousands of documents is based on, more than 1,000 footnotes, I came away concluding that what they did was they worked on both of those things. And that's typical Karl Rove, by the way, to hit the enemy where they're strong and to minimize your own weaknesses. And so they minimized their own weaknesses by taking the fight away from George Bush and to their critics in the media. And they weakened John Kerry with the Swift boat veterans, getting a few people who were not even on his boat to claim that somehow he had lied and that he himself was not heroic. This was a kind of a classic covert operation, and it really emerges from that milieu of the spy agencies, the Central Intelligence Agency, the KGB, and so on. A lot of what they've done operationally has been to go out and seek to discredit those that they need to weaken, whether it was done in the Cold War, it was done toward leaders of various countries where that were threatening American corporate interests and their investments there. These people have been sort of demonized and basically falsely portrayed for doing things that they didn't do. So this is an old, old trick. And so, yes, I think that what happened with CBS News, all the indications are that there was a covert operation sprung. They knew that journalists were looking. They knew that we had already seen that Bush had been AWOL. And so we were ready to do more reports on that. So if documents emerged that confirmed what we already knew to be true, we would have every reason to report those documents. And I think you're absolutely right, Dr. Stan, that CBS looked at those documents. They appeared to be valid. And it was only later that some other people suddenly appeared, and we even have to question how those people discovered this. And they discovered little tiny anomalies, little tiny things that they claimed were idiosyncrasies, that they were things that could not have existed that particular year. Now, we don't know absolutely for sure that that's true, but these people appeared out of nowhere, made these claims, and within hours it was all over the conservative parts of the Internet, ricocheting around, and the story grew and grew and grew. It did destroy Dan Rather's career. It did rescue George Bush, and this sent him on to re-election in 2004.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. You know, and then of course, what about the fact that George Bush and John Kerry both belong to the same secret society? Certainly, there's a lot of people are concerned about Skull and Bones. It's a secret society, very powerful men, lots of Nazi symbols, stealing skulls, and lots of Nazi memorabilia down there in the so-called tomb at Yale. What's that all about?
Oh, boy. Well, it's hard to know for sure. And I think the key thing is that whatever those of us who are not privy to it may think of it, I think the important thing is that the people who join it consider it to be important. They want to be in this outfit. It has only a handful of members every year. It's very exclusive. And a lot of these people went on to great positions. So people feel if they join this thing, it's going to set them up for life somehow. And it also creates these very crucial bonds of loyalty and of secrecy. And I think that John Kerry, when Bush attacked him in 2004, Kerry had trouble. He had to pull his punches because, in part, there was some sort of sense that there was a limit to what they would do to
each
other.
Hold that thought. I'll be right back. Go right ahead, Russ.
And of course, you know, they made it look like it wasn't Bush going after Kerry. You know, he was very careful. He always had circuits to it. So the attack on...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Who really run things behind the scenes. And Russ was simply saying that these people have always acted as a cover for the most powerful people. And you mentioned the Rockefeller, the family, and I certainly concur. What were some of the other families in this, these elite who really run America? People like to believe, oh, we're a democracy. Oh, we're, they reiterate, we're a democracy and we vote for our presidents. And but do we really... Do we vote for the candidate of our choice or the candidate of their choice? So,
well, you see, the great-grandfather got Prescott, the grandfather, into Yale. He got into Skull and Bones. And in Skull and Bones, there were two brothers by the name of Harriman, Averill and Roland Harriman. And Roland was in Prescott's Skull and Bones class, and they became very good friends. And eventually... the Harrimans, who were from a great railroad family, they had inherited a tremendous fortune from their father, Edward. They then needed somebody to run their business. At this point, Prescott Bush had married Dorothy Walker, the daughter of a man named George Herbert Walker, who was one of the most important stockbrokers and financiers in the United States at the time, out of St. Louis. And the Harrimans hired... Prescott Bush's father-in-law to come to New York and to run their company. And, of course, Prescott himself then was hired there, began working for this bank, and became known as Brown Brothers Harriman. Now, so there you have the Harriman family, the Rockefellers. In my research for Family Secrets, I saw many big families, the Cabot family out of Boston, the DuPont. We could go on and on with the big names. They knew all of these people, and they were dealing with them, associating socially and other ways. And that really is how things get done in this country, because what we see on television, what we see going on in the House of Representatives, that's often after things have already been settled. That's the show. The real situation goes on in boardrooms, in exclusive very private golf clubs and tennis clubs, secret societies, and very, very fancy weddings and what have you. And this is where the wealthy consort with each other and discuss their interests and their disagreements. And by no means do they agree on everything. There are tremendous battles being waged within that class. But I think once things are settled, they sort of fall into they fall into formation, and that's how they're able to get behind people like George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush. And if you look at their campaign contribution reports, they could be like a pile of paper 2 inches thick, full of names of these thousands of very wealthy people pumping enormous amounts of money into these campaigns.
And, of course, you mentioned a man named George Herbert Walker, who is very close to a man, to Prescott Bush, who had a son who was named George Herbert Walker Bush. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, though.
Well, that was the grandfather. So that's what they do in that family. They move the names around. Prescott Bush, his first name, was named after his maternal grandfather, who had somebody had the last name Prescott. So they do that. They take last names, become first names, and what have you. And this is part of enforcing the sense of tradition. And those who have come to this country and perhaps are immigrants, maybe don't know that much about their family history, maybe don't even know the name of their grandfather or their grandfather, here it's quite the opposite. They're very much relying on this sense of being special, that they have come from this long lineage that somehow gives them a sense of sort of entitlement and sort of superiority. And I think it's that sense that sort of drives and compels them and convinces them that any sort of fairly vigorous, true democracy would not be a good thing. They feel that they and their family have always sort of steered the country for the benefit, they believe, of everyone, particularly for themselves. And, of course, because they're steering the country, they deserve the lion's share of the spoils.
And, of course, what we're really talking about is a ruling elite, of course, who try to convince us we're a democracy. We're not. We're a republic. There's all the difference in the world. Under the democracy, why, of course, the leaders can do whatever they want to. They can ignore the Constitution, which is what they do. But there is a ruling elite in America, and I think it's so vitally important people understand that. This is what you're not really taught in school, but certainly many people have warned against it. Certainly Woodrow Wilson warned against it. Dwight Eisenhower warned against it when he left office, but people never heed those warnings. Russ, you go right ahead, because I think this is such an important point that you bring out, and what we really need to do is let the American people understand that nothing is it really appears to be. I mean, I always start my programs with that phrase, reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But there is a ruling elite, you're absolutely right, and I think if people want to understand it, they have to understand the Bush dynasty and who they serve. But go right ahead.
Yes, well, you see, the thing is that the continuities are everywhere. The same bank, the same military contracting firms that were dominating our economy and our policy under the Bushes are still there now that Obama's in office. The man who was the CIA director for George H.W. Bush's presidency, who was the final defense secretary for George W. Bush's presidency, is still the defense secretary under Barack Obama, the opposite party. So, see, what I'm talking about is not academic or irrelevant. This is about how things actually are today. And this is why so many of us find ourselves desperate we're desperate. We're many of us have lost our homes. A lot of us are in danger of losing our homes. The old age pensions we were counting on are being taken away from us. We're being told that Social Security and Medicare, we may not be able to keep those, at least not at the same levels. Why is all this going on? You see, this goes back to the story that I tell in Family of Secrets. The story of really an incredibly cynical group of people who simply don't care. They are not interested in the problems of the poor or the working class or even the middle class, because they've never had to deal with that. And all you have to do is go back and look at the statements that Barbara Bush has made over the years, incredibly mean-spirited, callous statements. You may recall during Hurricane Katrina, she said she didn't understand why the African-Americans who fled were upset, because she said, look, there they are staying there in the Astrodome. It's better than anything they had back home.
Well, I don't think that most of the blacks would have felt that way. Russ was simply quoting, was that Barbara? I guess Barbara Bush.
Barbara Bush,
yes,
yeah.
Saying that, you know, she didn't know why the blacks were upset there, you know, during the Hurricane Katrina. After all, they could stay in the Astrodome there. Everybody, was that the Astrodome or the Superdome? Astrodome,
well,
whatever it was.
It was both, because some of them were still in New Orleans and some of them made it to Houston.
Well, anyway, it was far better than what they had before. Oh, condescending. But you must understand, these people are elitist. They have a different view of the world, sort of like, you know, let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette statement. But well, I think Russ does a tremendous job in this book. It's called Family of Secrets, The Bush Dynasty. And it's vitally important that people understand, because he's writing after extensive investigation of what really happened. Now, one of the really important things, we've got a couple of people hanging on the line, and I'll ask them to hang on. We did not ask for callers, and if you don't mind hanging on, there are a couple of very important parts of this book that I do not want to cover and get sidetracked from, because one of the most significant things is George Herbert Walker Bush's memory. He is the only person I've ever heard who has no idea where he was on the day that John Fitzgerald Kennedy was killed. I mean, I remember exactly where I was, if you're old enough, like you probably remember what you were doing that day. But George Herbert Walker Bush, a brilliant man, came to be the head of the CIA, he came to be Vice President of the United States, he came to be President of the United States, but oh shucks, he can't remember where he was in 1963. So why don't you sort of pick up that story? Why is that important?
Well, it's important because this is about these continuities in our history that we don't see. There's been an effort to distract us. This effort goes on right now. We're supposed to be consuming entertainment, food, beverages, everything that will sate our appetite and distract us from thinking and from understanding how things really work. And we don't have really any sense of how tumultuous events come to be in this country. So we don't really understand, let's say, what happened, why the real story of why John F. Kennedy's presidency was interrupted. We don't understand the real story of why Richard Nixon's presidency was interrupted. The real story of why Gary Hart was basically pushed out of his potentially successful bid for the presidency. And in my research for Family of Secrets and other work that I've done over the years, I keep coming across the same thing, which is the role of covert operations in quietly influencing the trajectory of American affairs. Now, as for the John F. Kennedy assassination, I have four or five chapters in Family Secrets of all new information on the Kennedy assassination. Now, it's important to note that I am not what you'd call a JFK assassination buff. I'm not an expert on it. I only began looking at it because I was writing about the Bush family and was struck by George H.W. Bush's inability to recall where he was. So I decided, well, let's figure out where he was and why he doesn't want to say or can't seem to remember. This set me on several years of research, and what I concluded, they say it fills up a bunch of chapters. We can't go into all of it here, but it has to do with my discovering that a small group of people, all of whom knew each other, all of whom were connected to powerful interests threatened by the work of the Kennedy family, are all closely linked to the events of Dallas, November 22, 1963.
And I think one of the most significant things was that there was a report that you found. I don't even know where you found it. Maybe it was the Warren Commission. But there was a man named George Bush who actually sent a worked for the government. Worked for the FBI or something? Who sent a report to J. Edgar Hoover on the day of the assassination? What was
that
all about?
Just to summarize that very quickly, it's quite complicated. I do urge everyone to please pick up Family of Secrets and read the detail, because I go into it's like a spy thriller. But in short, the same man who cannot remember where he was, actually, according to these declassified FBI memos that I include in Family of Secrets, he actually called the government at 1:45 p.m. on the day that Kennedy was shot to volunteer some information he had where he claimed he might know who just shot Kennedy. Now, let's think about this for a second. I suspect that most of you listening to this show, if you were alive at the time, you remember exactly where you were, and you also know that you did not call to say you knew who shot the president. In the case of Mr. Bush, it's the opposite. He later would claim not to remember where he was that day, but these documents show that he himself actually called the government, the FBI, and said, I'd like to give a tip on who may have shot Kennedy. Now, I go into that whole rather complicated story. There's one entire chapter just on this. But it turns out that that phone call appears to have been what we call a red herring. And that is, it was not intended, it seems, to offer actual information, but rather to distract. And that distraction, and you're hearing that theme again and again, Dr. Stan, on this show, the theme of distraction, to keep people from seeing what's really going on. And so the purpose of the call appears to have been simply to put into government records that George H.W. Bush, at the shortly after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, was calling from a place other than Dallas. He wanted on record that he was not in Dallas that day. And what I reveal in Family of Secrets, that actually he was in Dallas that day. He just was not in Dallas at the time that he made that call. I also established that that call was made from a place which was merely a short private plane flight away from Dallas. So that's one of many, many undisputed facts in Family of Secrets that begin to form a pattern and begin to help us reassess and come to grips with what really did happen.
And, of course, one of the most significant things I think you brought out is the fact that George Bush was a personal friend of a man named George Mornschelt, who just happened to be Lee Harvey Oswald's handler, at least many people believe he was. And we've analyzed his life, George Mornschelt, very closely. A friend of mine has a letter from George Herbert Walker Bush stating that Mornschelt was a friend of his. That's so interesting, because the man who tried to kill President Roosevelt, certainly he came from a family that was very close to the Bush family, Hinckley. All of these coincidences make you sort of wonder what's really going on. Are they coincidences or, well, we don't know the answers, do we?
Right. Hinckley, that would be the Reagan shooting. What's interesting about this George de Morenschild is that this man, the Warren Commission itself interviewed him extensively because he was perhaps the person who was the closest to Lee Harvey Oswald. But what the Warren Commission never mentioned, and in Family of Secrets, I present readers with a whole new understanding of the Warren Commission, which itself was a giant deliberate cover-up. But what's interesting is that they never really, even though they had him testifying for an entire day or two, they never discovered that George de Morenschild was a close friend and closely connected, not just to Lee Harvey Oswald, but to a number of very important figures in Dallas, in the oil industry and so forth, who had it out for John F. Kennedy. And they also never discovered that when George de Morenschild first emigrated from Russia to the United States, he lived on Park Avenue, and his nephew was at prep school up in New England, a very exclusive prep school, and he lived in a cottage with one other boy for quite a while, with whom he was extremely close, and that boy's name was George Herbert Walker Bush.
What a coincidence. Well, let's go to Sean, who's calling. And Sean, do you have a question at all for our guest?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've learned recently, I don't know if it's true, I just wanted to confirm that it's possibly, it sounds kind of strange, but Barbara Bush's father, she was fathered by Aleister Crowley? Is that possible?
I don't know if that's true or not. There are a lot of things floating around the Internet.
Yeah, they show the picture of the two of them, a very strong resemblance, I know it seems really, I mean, it fits, though, the family. I mean, it fits, but maybe I'm getting a little too conspiratorial on that.
Well, I think you really want to have awfully good documentation. Believe me, the Internet is wonderful, but there's an awful lot of misinformation up there. And so,
yeah, it's a documentary. Actually, you're in it, too, Dr. Stan, a clip of you. It's called... Architects of Disorder.
Right. Okay. Well, because I'm in it doesn't mean I endorse that idea at all.
I
got to let you run, but thanks so much, John, for calling.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's an interesting thing to contemplate. A lot of material on the Internet you want to take with 3 grains of salt and maybe a little second oil. Okay. Well, anyway, of course, Sydney, our guest today is Russ Baker. His book, Family of Secrets, is the story of the Bush dynasty. Fascinating information. And of course, basically, why don't you get your webpage out, tell people, Sydney, about the work you're doing today, and of course your effort to get support so you can do independent investigative reporting, because that's really what's so important today. And so that when you say something, why people know they can believe it. Now, there are a few people we have. When they say something, I know they've researched it. I would be willing to stake my reputation on what they say. And Sydney, I think that you are very authoritative, and you analyze things thoroughly. Oh, if you don't know, you say, I don't know. These are the facts, and you have to interpret them. But why don't you tell our listeners about what you're doing today, about your efforts, and I know you have a website dealing with this book.
Sure. Well, for the book, title again, Family of Secrets. The subtitle is The Bush Dynasty, America's Invisible Government and the Hidden History of the Last 50 Years. You can get more information on Family of Secrets at our website, which conveniently is familyofsecrets.com. We've got a kind of a cool little video we made there, a 5-minute video where you can see me and George Bush sort of having a faux debate on there about our two books. And then we started this nonprofit investigative reporting news site. It's still in the early stages, but it is up and running. Love people to go there on a daily basis and have a look. We're just trying to put up new material every day if we can. This website is whowhatwhy.com. Those three words all together, whowhatwhy.com. And we are in the process now of trying to spread the word about the site. We hope everyone listening will tell their friends about it. Please also think about supporting us. We're a nonprofit, and we're only able to do this work if we can hire and supervise high-quality investigative journalists. We don't have any advertising. We aren't taking money from large corporations. We're entirely dependent on public support.
Well, I certainly applaud what you're doing. I think it's vitally important at this time in history. The American people close Time magazine and close Newsweek and stop watching television and start trying to find people you can depend upon and get involved in this battle, because freedom, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is never free. Well, now, Sydney, what are there other important issues? What have we really missed? Is we missed something really important from the book? I mean, there's so much of it is important, but is there something else that you think we really should cover?
Well, I know people are fascinated by what I've uncovered about the demise of Richard Nixon. And that is probably almost as hair-raising as what I learned about the Kennedy assassination. And again, I'm going to have to, unfortunately, repeat myself that you do need to go to Family of Secrets to get the full story. It's very complicated. I introduce a tremendous number of figures. It goes on through a number of chapters. But in a nutshell, in trying to understand the George W. Bush's rise to power, it became clear to me that he could never have been president if his father had not been president. I then tried to understand how his father got to the top, and I could see that Richard Nixon had basically been a big help to the father, to H.W. Bush, appointing him to various positions that got him tremendous public visibility and made him politically palatable. And so I began to wonder why Richard Nixon did this. It wasn't obvious to me why he would do that, and I didn't see any particular kinship between him and Mr. Bush. So I began studying the relationship. I went all the way back trying to understand where the Bush family first intersected with Nixon. And what I discovered really astonished me, and I think has astonished a lot of people, and that is that even Richard Nixon's story is missing. The real story is that all the way back at the beginning of Nixon's career in the 1940s, he was basically handpicked to run for the House of Representatives by a small group of bankers who were trying to stop a Democrat who was investigating them. And that group of bankers, the one who was the representative who came out to California personally at the time that Richard Nixon was chosen, was a man named Prescott Bush. Again, the banker, the future senator, and grandfather of George W. Bush.
Oh, was that was it Jerry Voorhees they were trying to stop?
Very good, very good. That's right, Jerry Voorhees.
Well, I've read your book, so go ahead. But I want our listeners to know it.
Yeah, well, you've got a good memory. Anyway, Jerry Voorhees was a Democratic congressman who was investigating Hanky Panky on Wall Street. Keep in mind, this is the 40s, not that long after the Great Depression, a precursor to the terrible financial state we found ourselves in recently. And then just as now, there were very wealthy people who were playing games with Wall Street and causing other people's financial situations to collapse while they themselves managed to come out okay. And so Voorhees was investigating all this. The bankers didn't want him doing it. They chose Richard Nixon, and Richard Nixon knocked Voorhees out. We see this again and again. We're seeing this right now. We saw this at the 2010 midterm elections where Karl Rove came back out of hiding, basically, raised a huge amount of money in a short period of time from millionaires and billionaires, and they began knocking out again. They knocked out Nancy Pelosi as a leadership figure in the House. They knocked out some key senators and so forth, and they began to trying to re-exert their influence. So with Nixon, what we saw was this circle of bankers of which the Bush family was part of, basically owning Richard Nixon's, I don't want to use the term soul, but they certainly controlled him. And what I saw, and I report on, is how when Nixon finally got to the top in 1968, he'd had enough, and he wanted to do his own thing, and he began pushing the Bushes and these other people away from him. And the consequences of that, I believe, I document, are his downfall in a setup, a frame-up called Watergate.
Absolutely. There's no question in my mind this whole thing was set up. I mean, here we've got all these CIA agents somehow working for something called the Plumbers, and they go to the CIA and they borrow a camera, and they go break into Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist's office, and they take all these pictures, and then they return the camera to the CIA, and they forgot to take out the film. Now, have you ever heard of a CIA agent, intelligence officers doing some of that stupid unintentionally? We'll be right back. Well, Rush, we got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. The hour just flies by so rapidly, and I really appreciate you being with us, but you got 3 minutes to wrap up this evening's program with us.
Okay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
A CD of our program, this program, and we have other programs we've done with Russ, and they're all just enough different, they're fascinating, because he has certainly done a wonderful job researching this. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly that's Family of Secrets. And then certainly you need to read my book, if you haven't already read it, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it'll begin to tie it together. What is the real common bond between all of these wealthy and powerful families and the secret societies they're affiliated with? And there are lots of secret societies out there, the Bohemian Grove. Certainly you're not supposed to know the membership, what goes on there, and we have a four-tape set on that, and Skull and Bones, we have a four-tape set on that, and we've got several books on Skull and Bones. I want something, though, that will help you to convince others there's a problem, something that will change their lives. And that's why we're offering a DVD called Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer for beginning careers. Why is that? Well, because most people aren't affected by Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, by the Masons, by the Theosophists, by the Bilderbergers and Council on Foreign Relations of the Club of Rome and the Royal Institute and the myriad of organizations out there, the Opus Dei and the Order. But, of course, they are concerned about cancer because one in every three people listen to this program, it's going to get cancer. Although it was only 1 in 17 at the beginning of the 1900s, it's now exploding and it's going to affect you. So, Cancer Forbidden Secrets, excellent DVD, Forbidden Cures, excellent DVD, and the man who put it together gives you permission to copy it and distribute it to others. Try to get them to be concerned. And then, of course, we have another DVD about the chemtrails, about the spraying. And it's called What in the World Are They Spraying? It's all about geoengineering and the canopy they're putting up and the aluminum canopy they're putting up in the stratosphere to reflect global warming. Top secret, we can't let you know. It has to do with weather modification. It has to do with the change in the soil, the pH of the soil in so many parts of the world. And that's why the trees are stunted, because the aluminum gets into the roots, and why the palm trees are dying over in Hawaii, and why the firs are dying in Northern California. And you can analyze the soil, it's changed. I've actually touched the material that they're spraying. Young man brought me a material from a tree, and it looks just like the semi gelatinous material that had descended from the sky. It looks like a Christmas tree. It's not imaginary, it's real. You need to get these by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Look upon it as a weapon, and you reduplicate that weapon. Now, I have permission to tell you to duplicate cancer forbidden cures, and of course you have my permission to reduplicate any of my material, whether it be my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness or the Forbidden Secret or the talk on the Dark Secret, because there is a spiritual battle going on. And I think this is the unique thing about my ministry, is we point out what is really going on behind the scenes. And once you begin to understand, this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. And people don't really understand the supernatural element. I will tell you, I've actually seen a spoon that was bent by a major general with special forces. His name was Stubblebine, and he had actually taken a spoon and bent it into a circle. I've held it in my hand. No way that was done by human hands. But of course, they spent a great deal of money for the special forces, tapping into the other dimension. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ed Griffin, who I've known we're pushing 49 years ago, 49 years ago. I first met Ed in December of 1962. That was a long time ago, Ed, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
All right, fine.
It's impossible.
Well, I know, but you're looking as handsome as you ever did. with a goatee, and then I have one too. Anyway, Ed's doing a great job and has a number of endeavors, but he certainly has helped to sponsor putting out the film we're going to be talking about tonight. He also, of course, is distributing the book, Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures. There are cures to cancer. They're being suppressed because there is an agenda. And you have to be very crass and indifferent to be indifferent to human suffering. But also, of course, the spraying. What in the world are they spraying? Is addressed in a DVD. Now, did you actually produce this or did you sponsor it? What's your relationship to the DVD?
Well, I guess technically I was a producer. We call me a co-producer because there were two other chaps involved here. The two other fellows were Michael Murphy and Paul Wittenberger, who actually did most of the hard work on the production. I was involved, Stan, mostly as a kind of a cheerleader, and I raised the money for the film. So I guess in the Hollywood world, when you see the name producer on the screen, that usually means he's the guy that put up the money or found the money.
And that is so vitally important. Really, really, of course, you can't produce these things without funding.
The
people who work on it need funding. And I really appreciate the fact that you did put up the money, because I think that this DVD is having a tremendous impact all across America. Aren't you very pleased the way it's gone?
Yeah, I'm very pleased, Stan. But I need to correct that point. Actually, what I did is I raised the money. In all fairness, we have to acknowledge these several hundred people that responded to my email blast. I said, here it is. We want to produce this video. These are the fellows that we've lined up for it. And here's a sample of their work. This is what we want to say and what we want to reveal. And if you'd like to become a sponsor, send us a little money. We asked for $200 is what we asked. And we said, if we can get that from a couple hundred people, we've got plenty of money to produce this film. And it was absolutely amazing. We had met our budget within 2 days of that appeal. So we really struck a nerve there.
There are a lot of good people out there.
Yeah, there sure are.
Well, anyway, let's go ahead in the background. Of course, this the DVD sort of introduces the term geoengineering. Most people never thought of geoengineering, especially geoengineering the atmosphere. What in the world are you talking about?
Well, you're quite right. It's a new word, a new phrase for most people. It certainly was for me when we started into this project. But what they're really talking about is engineering the planet and the atmosphere in particular, and the soil and the water of the planet. These fellows are planning to change the natural balance of nature.
But the trouble is, when you start putting lots of aluminum in the soil, you get into real problems, because, of course, it stunts the growth of the trees, it gets into the root system, the trees begin to stunt, and eventually they don't grow and thrive. And it does the same thing with crops. Why would anybody in their right mind want to change our soil and endanger producing a worldwide famine? And how do you reverse this? And we'll be back in just a moment with Ed Griffin. Ladies and gentlemen, this affects you, every human being on the face of the earth. Go right ahead, Ed.
We're talking about the reason why people want to change the atmosphere and the soil and the water for the planet. And there are different reasons. Some are stated reasons. I think some are mostly excuses, and some are hidden agendas, and that's what our video is all about. What in the world are they spraying? We get into a lot of the motivation. Now, let's start with the easiest to understand and the easiest to accept, is that these engineers and these scientists and politicians are involved in this too. Explain that they are trying to help us. Did you ever hear a politician that did anything that wasn't for our own good?
If they were to say, we want to damage the health of people, destroy the forest, want to certainly destroy the crops, they're not going to say that sort of thing. No, we are really so concerned about you. We want to protect you from global warming. Go ahead.
We're here to help you. And one of the excuses that you just mentioned is that they say that what they're doing will prevent global warming. Well, that's not our topic tonight, but in my book, global warming is a complete myth, and it's being perpetrated in order to panic people and into them accepting and even feeling good about some of the draconian taxing measures and government controls that are being placed on us. But that's not our topic. Our topic is, even if you assume that global warming is a problem, and a lot of people still believe that, But even if you assume that, then you have to say, well, all right, if their motive is good, and they really are trying to stop this thing called global warming, at what cost? Is it possible that they could be causing more damage to the planet than they're protecting the planet from? And that's really where we go with all of this, because even if you give these people the benefit of the doubt, which is pretty hard for me to do, but we have to do that.
Well, I doubt the benefit, but go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah. But even if you accept it, I think they've made a terrible mistake, because what they're doing is they are literally spraying the planet with toxic materials, mostly metals. The most common metal being sprayed is aluminum, salts of aluminum and barium and strontium. And there are other things, too, but with our limited resources, we've only been able to really do laboratory tests on some of them. And the strontium, barium, and aluminum keeps coming up over and over and over again. And they're showing up in tests, Stan, in unusual quantities. I mean, nothing natural at all.
Hold that thought, Ed. We're going to be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is G. Edward Griffin, and he's pointing out the fact that there are these scientists and politicians and the people involved in geoengineering. And, of course, they don't want you to know what they're doing. If you find out, they will tell you, we're from the government. We love humanity. We want, of course, to do what's right. We want to protect you. And one of the things we want to protect you from is global warming. And so we're putting up a canopy. We're putting up a canopy in the sky, and, of course, it's aluminum and barium and strontium and maybe some other things. And then, unfortunately, this canopy doesn't stay there indefinitely. It comes down, and it is changing the pH of the soil. And we have the records of the pH of soil. We have the records of the amount of aluminum and barium and strontium in the soil. And it's all changing. And, of course, they wouldn't actually contest this material, and this has been captured many times. I've actually touched it. I've held it in my hands. It's sort of ubiquitous. It's almost gelatinous. And it contains these same metals. So they're spraying the entire planet with it. So you pick up the story there, and the rationale, the complications, and could it be that they don't know that they risk destroying the fertility of our soils, the viability of our forests? And without forests, of course, we'd have a real problem. We would not have enough oxygen, because the forests create oxygen out of the CO2 that is produced. But go ahead, you tell the story.
Well, it sounds like you know the story very well, Stan, and everything you said is certainly true, and the deeper you dig, the more aluminum you find in this sense. This stuff has been sprayed on us now for at least the last 15 years, and the rate of spraying appears to be accelerating as apparently the funding expands, and apparently they keep adding more airplanes to the schedule. And what we're finding is that these engineers, and you raised the question, do they really not know what they're doing? Well, I'd like to address that issue. Number one, they should know. That's their business. They're getting paid to know, and they're tinkering with nature, and they ought not to move forward without knowing. So we have to assume either they know or that they're lying. And, of course, what they're really doing is they're denying. They're saying that they don't have any evidence, and we know that's a lie. We have a videotape, for example, of one of the geoengineering conferences that was conducted about a year and a half ago, where the top scientists around the world who are advocating this sort of thing stood up in front of an audience. And for several days, they just talked about these issues, and they talked about the dangers and the pitfalls and the tests that need to be done. And if you just listen to what they say in the words, you get the impression that they're being very cautious, that they're being, you know, they've thought of everything. They're looking at all the possible negative consequences, and they're doing everything they can to make sure that we don't rush into this thing. Meanwhile, these guys are covering the fact that this operation has been going on. They talk as though they're thinking about doing it someday, but they have to know it has been going on. Not only that, there was one of these fellows that says, you know, we don't really know. There may be some toxic consequences from aluminum in the atmosphere and in the soil. He said, we haven't really looked at that. That's something we really should look at before we proceed. Well, heck, anybody, myself, any high school kid can go on the Internet, and you can find all kinds of studies that were done by various government agencies, including the military, going back about 10 years, showing that they have studied the toxic consequences of aluminum in the atmosphere and in the soil, and they found it to be very toxic and very dangerous. And here's one of the top scientists in the world saying, well, we really should look into that. So you come away with the question, do they really know what they're doing? Are they just ignorant, or are they covering something up?
And I think it's really rather diabolical. Basically, a recent report was released by Congress on geoengineering, and really the plans of how they would go about doing this is exactly as described. But they say, well, you know, we haven't started it yet, and they're lying, because we have the reports from Great Britain where they openly admit this thing is going on. They're really not quite as subtle and indirect. Over in England, they admit it's been going on, because England works with the United States. So we have, certainly our friend Rosalind Peterson, you can get the information on her website, simply the British reports admitting it's going on. But we can't let the American people know. It's all part of national security. And, of course, we could never breach national security because that's there to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden. Well, basically, of course, you go into the background, and your people who do this story go into the background of what's really happening to our crops and our trees and our palm trees. You pick up the story because you do it so well.
Well, we know that the pH level of the soil is changing more and more toward alkaline. And in this part of the world, the natural crops, the natural plants, expect to have a fairly acidic soil. That's what grows in this part of the world. And all of the nature's crops and our trees and our grasses and our best-growing vegetables and so forth, they thrive on an acidic soil. Gradually, that soil is being shifted so it's less and less acidic, moving toward the alkaline range, because of these metals, these heavy metals, they tend to do that to the soil. And this can be measured, as you pointed out, and has been measured. And we compare the measurements from today to what they were 10 years ago, what they were 20 years ago, and it is a dramatic shift in soils all over this part of the world, the United States, and particularly in the crop-growing areas like California, for example. You know, this is where so much of the food for the United States is grown, and we see the soil in California just shifting more and more toward the alkaline range. So what's happening is the productivity of the fields and the crops is going down. The yield is going down. And there's an increasing demand now among farmers to find new crops or new seeds, new genetically modified seeds, I might add, that have been designed to thrive in more of an alkaline soil. So what we find is the most interesting, unexpected discovery is that companies that are doing geoengineering on seeds are positioning themselves to take advantage of this shift in the soil, and they're planning to come to the point where all of the farmers, not only in California, but all over the United States, and perhaps someday all over the world, are going to be dependent on these huge companies to buy their seeds. Otherwise, they can't grow anything. And that means that all of agriculture around the world will have to pay a royalty to certain companies to even grow anything in the field. Just think about that.
One of the things that really disturbs me, of course, is the aluminum. And, of course, the aluminum is toxic. It's toxic to the plants. It's toxic to the people. If the plants grow, they absorb the aluminum. It gets into the product, and you eat it. And, of course, aluminum is toxic to the brain. But my understanding is they're actively engaged in geoengineering seeds that will grow in aluminum-containing soil. Do you look into that at all?
Well, yes, and that's something that's been going on for a long time. Now, at some level, you can say there's really nothing suspicious about that, because there are large parts of the world where the soils do have more aluminum in them. They're more alkaline in nature, and you would expect that to be a logical research area for a company like Monsanto, for example, to go into and say, well, look, why don't we design seeds that will grow in these areas and improve their crop yield? So you can say, well, that's nice. That's good. They're trying to help, you know, increase the food supply and keep people from starving and all of that sort of thing. But then you realize that the other half of the world does not need these seeds and, in fact, doesn't want them. But now they're being pushed into the point where they're going to, the whole world will be like that. And meanwhile, of course, that means that all of the people that are organic growers that like the natural seeds and everything, they're out of the business completely now because their organic seeds just won't grow anymore in these soils.
And, of course, the interesting thing is Monsanto is part and parcel of a group that has created a doomsday seed bank up there off the coast of, I think it's Norway, up above the Arctic Circle, where it's always frozen, where they're storing all sorts of normal, healthy seeds, that kind that flourished in centuries past. And they have them under armed guard. Why would they have those seeds up there, and why would they be under armed guard? And, of course, my contention, and they want them there so they will have seeds to use when they start in all over again. When they start all over again. Could anything be this diabolical? Why would Monsanto, the Rockefellers, William Gates, and others have created a doomsday seed bank with millions of dollars and have them under armed guard and of course, normal healthy seeds, not the kind that the genetically modified seeds that they're using today that affect fertility and, of course, poison people. And the studies are in that you'll never hear about them through the controlled media. In fact, here in the United States, you are not even allowed, if you have non-genetically modified crops, to put that on the package, because that suggests there's something wrong with genetically modified food, which there is. Europe won't allow it, but tremendous pressure is being put on. I'm sure eventually they will allow it there, as it, of course, has a profound impact on fertility, human fertility. Well, certainly, some of the things you've uncovered with this film really are fascinating. What about the trees? What's happening to the trees in Hawaii? What's happening to the trees in California?
Well, we know that the trees are having a lot of trouble surviving. They're dying. They're dying at an earlier age. It seems to be that the aluminum is going into the roots and preventing the absorption of moisture. And so we're seeing a lot of tree die-off all over California and even in that most amazing place in Hawaii.
And, Chris, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Ed Griffin. The DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? And we know what they're spraying, ladies and gentlemen. Question is, why? Are these people foolish, or is there another agenda? Well, Ed, go right ahead, but certainly it's very...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a
.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Computer, but anyway, it's not important. His first name was, anyway, he was a colonel who actually he's called the pioneer of weather modification for the military. He was the one that developed the program in Vietnam where they altered the weather and actually created rains, monsoon-type rains, in a non-monsoon time frame, in time of the year. And they did that because they wanted to flood the roads and slow down the Viet Cong and wash out their villages and create all kinds of havoc. And so this is the fellow that developed the project, and he told in great detail how they did it and how simple it was. He just had two airplanes, and he flew one of them, and a civilian flew the other one. And he said, just the two of us with a few pounds of silver oxide and things like that, we were able to salt the clouds and make them grow, and we produced 14 inches of rain in, 24-hour period and all that stuff. And he said, oh, this was a matter of fact. We did this numerous times. And then he came back and he said, well, we also experimented with how to control hurricanes. He said, oh, by the way, we easily could have stopped Hurricane Katrina. That would have been an easy thing to do had, we'd been given the go-ahead. And so he just talked about this weather modification program that the military has known about and conducted since, I guess he said it started in 1966. It became operational in 1966. And he said nobody even ever knew about it. It was a top secret program. He said we had to deny that it was going on. And nobody really found out about it till about 1974 when some senator got wind of it and demanded some briefing from the military. And then he got briefed, and then gradually it began to leak into the press, 1974 and thereafter. But for about 8 years at least prior to that, this thing was going on and was totally secret. Everybody denied it. And so these things do happen, we know. I'm sure that something similar is going on right now, that there are plenty of people who know all about this geoengineering program, but they have been told that it's in the best interest of national security, as you suggest, just not to talk about it. And so the average American is just not supposed to know about these things. And if you raise too many questions, you're considered to be unpatriotic.
But even more than that, if you are in the military, you are sworn to secrecy, and if you ever reveal anything, you'll be sent to Leavenworth or worse. And certainly that or worse. I mean, this is what the young men who were on the USS Liberty when it was attacked back in 1967 off the coast of the Sinai. They were told, you will never tell anybody what happened. or you'll go to Leavenworth, or worse. And they knew what they were talking about, or worse.
Sure.
And those young men spent the next 20 years or more, you know, they couldn't even tell their wives what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then one by one, they finally got their courage, and they came forward and told the story of the betrayal. And not only, of course, by the people in Israel, but primarily by the people in Washington, D.C., who called back the relief flights of planes that were designed to save the lives of our servicemen, because, as Lyndon Johnson said, I want that ship at the bottom of the ocean so we can, and the inference was, so we can invade, have an excuse to invade Egypt. That's what the men have all said. We have DVDs, we have videos, we have the interviews with them, and I'm sure that there are people today who would love to come forward and tell what's going on.
Yeah.
But of course they know what will happen to them, Leavenworth or worse.
Yes, and then also in this event here, I'm sure that there are a lot of people involved in this geoengineering or chemtrail operation, who actually are true believers. They're probably not, they're not privy to the whole story. They're only given pieces of it. It's departmentalized, and I'm sure there are a lot of fellows, especially like the guys that are flying the planes. I'm sure they've been told that, hey, this is good for the planet. You know, we're trying to prevent global warming. Isn't that good? Don't you feel good about yourself? You're doing something worthy for mankind. And, I'm sure that a lot of people believe that. So as long as you can keep the whole thing departmentalized like that, you can have a lot of willing participants who really feel good about it.
Well, just the other morning after seeing your film, I was in my office. My wife called me and she said, "You've got to see this. You've got to see it." Oh, what is it? It's a chemtrail. We see these all the time. She said, "You've got to see this." So I went on the porch, and we have a beautiful view of over the Monterey Bay and south. And, of course, you can see where the plane came north, and you can see the trail, and then it makes a circle, and it's going south. Now, that is not a commercial airline. It's not flying from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
Yeah, poor guy's
lost.
It's
flying from
there.
Los Angeles to San Francisco, and then over the Monterey Bay, it turned around and went down south, and you can see the trail there, the trail that is not dispersing. It's just sitting there. What is that all about? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to talk to Ed, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Ed Griffin, and we're talking about his video, What in the World Are We Spraying? Or What in the World Are They Spraying? Because it's it is somebody has ordered this, and do we know, is this a military operation? Is this a CIA operation? Is this an NSA operation? Is this do we have any idea who is actively coordinating this, Ed?
Well, there are a lot of theories about that, but to answer the question from my perspective, I do not know. I have my own opinions, but I cannot prove any of them. I sense that the military must be involved at some level, but I don't think that it's a military operation per se. I have a feeling that the planes are being flown by contract. I have a feeling that there may be organizations that are kind of fronts. They may look like private organizations, but they're not really. You know how the CIA operates. They have front corporations and airfields and all that sort of thing. And yet the military has to be involved, but the reason I'm questioning the military is because there are other nations involved, too. It's bigger than that. All of the NATO countries appear to be involved to a very deep degree. There's not much evidence of this happening outside of the NATO countries. We get stories now and then that that does happen in South America or Africa or in Russia, for example, but not very often. It's usually like hardly ever, and we're not even sure that those stories are true. But we do know that in every NATO country, there are this operation is going on in spades. So we know it's something bigger than just in the United States. That's why I question the U.S. military. Now, the military may be the American operational arm of it, and maybe each of the countries have their own operational arm. But, you know, it could be NATO. It could be that, could be the structure there. And I don't know for sure.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Ed Griffin talking about what in the world are they spraying. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Ed Griffin. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment, give us a call because this is a vitally important issue. And if you then, of course, before we go on, Ed, I'd like you to go ahead and get out your web page. And, of course, if you want to put a plug in for any of your other activities, why, this is the time to do it. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for that. We created a little ad hoc organization after this film was released. We called it the Coalition Against Geoengineering. And anybody that wants to be in contact with the community that's grown quite rapidly, a global community of people of like mind who all understand what's going on and all want to do something about it, they have come on and become members of the Coalition Against Geoengineering. Just Google that, or just type in coalitionagainstgeoengineering.org, and you'll find a lot of information there, not only about the sightings and the documentation and the scientific evidence, but you'll also find information about what to do about it, how to protect yourself and your family from the toxic effects of these things. That's a very important part of the site. We're expecting to be able to support some legal action to dramatize and possibly bring the courts to bear against these people. But that's a little bit further down the line. There are a lot of things that a person can do. We're putting on public screenings of the video. Every week we have several of them going on in cities all over the Western world. There's one coming up. Well, I think next week there's three of them coming up. One is in Montreal and several in the United States. And you'll see all of those in the calendar and on the website for the Coalition Against Geoengineering.org. Now, as far as our website is concerned, where we sell things, you know, we have books and videos and recordings and a lot of educational information. Much of it is free, all of that is available at what we call the Reality Zone. So we invite you to come there. It's realityzone.com, realityzone.com. And then finally we have a third one. It's called Freedom Force. And we have nothing to sell there but ideas. And what we're trying to do is build an international community of people of like mind who want to take back control of their own governments, to make a difference in the world, to regain influence in the power centers of society, and really do something about it instead of just complaining about it, becoming better informed. And so anybody that wants to make a difference in the world, really, and that's not just talk, but really get out there and do something, I think you're going to really like the Freedom Force website. So that's called freedomforceinternational.org. So there's plenty there to keep you busy.
It certainly is. And basically, of course, we really have an awesome responsibility because certainly the future of the world, I really believe, will be determined by what happens in America. We recently interviewed a British lord. His name is Lord Monckton. He's a member of the House of Lords and a brilliant man, very concerned man, who actually carries with him a copy of the American Constitution.
Can you imagine that?
Because he says, you know, you are the only country in the world. He said, you know, my country can do nothing. The people in our country can do nothing because of our structure of government. It is only in your country, aware of your elected representatives, could stop this move towards world government. He's very much aware of that. He was there at the meeting at Khartoum, and he actually, of course, told us that the decision had already been made. Everything is there. It's being implemented. But, of course, America could stop it. And this is why, of course, we do what we do, trying to get more and more people awakening. And I really think, you know, we've been at this for a long time together, Ed. I believe there's more awakening now than I've ever seen before. I think people are waking up at a much more rapid level. It's not as rapid as I wish, but people are aware something's wrong. They're looking for answers. You have them. We have them. And they have to get involved with the understanding that freedom is never free. And if people aren't willing to stand and work and perhaps fight and die for it, why, of course, it will be lost forever.
Absolutely right. Well, that's the message of Freedom Force International. And I certainly agree that people are awakening at a rate much higher than ever before. But even more important than that, I think, is that among those who are already awake, they're stepping up to the plate and running for office and taking responsible positions within civic organizations and political parties, and they're becoming active in the media, and they're forming organizations, and they're doing something with that knowledge. They're becoming leaders, in other words, and that's the part of Freedom Force that I think that most people have missed. They've always thought that, if I just understood what was going on, everything would go away. If I just read another book or attend another conference or hear another talk show like this good one here, that's all we need to do is be informed. Well, that's not it, of course. But, and so I'm encouraged to see the number of people that have finally taken that last step, which is to reach for influence and even power within our systems. That's where the whole thing turns around.
Of course, I really believe, Chris, your DVD, hits people where rubber meets the road. They are involved. This is not a problem like we have over in Egypt. Oh, those poor old Egyptians, you know, maybe the Muslim Brotherhood will take over and they'll be worse off than they were under Mubarak, but that doesn't affect me. Yeah. Well, I think that's what's so wonderful about your DVD is that it affects everybody listening to this program. And we're talking about getting aluminum into the water, which they will ingest. We're talking about getting aluminum into the food, which they're going to ingest. Aluminum is highly toxic to the brain. Aluminum, of course, increases the incidence of all sorts of mental disease and brain dysfunction and Alzheimer's disease and dementia and Parkinson's disease. And the people who are involved, I personally believe, know exactly what they're doing. That's why this has to be top secret. They can't let people understand what is really going on. After all, there would be criminal indictments. And some people would say, well, I was just carrying out orders. And they'd say, well, that isn't acceptable, according to what happened at Nuremberg. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The DVD... What in the world are they spraying? And suddenly, it has hit like, I can't remember, a DVD that's had this much of an impact going back to perhaps 1974 when the Clinton Chronicles came out. Pat Patriciata put that out, and of course, he paid a terrible price for that. Not only end up getting sued unjustifiably, but not for that DVD, but they planted somebody in his organization. They got him to put out another DVD so that he would be sued and pretty well destroyed his life. But I think it's very courageous for you to do this, Ed. I think it's vitally important that people understand that it's not somebody else's life, but it's their lives that are on this line here. Do you think that's why you've gotten such a tremendous response to this?
Well, I think it is because people do realize it impacts their own lives. And, you know, there's a message that was delivered by a lady in Belgium that we have in our video. She was a journalist, and you may have missed it. It's easy to miss, but if you go think about it, she says, you know, I've been covering stories, big stories like this all my life, and she said, I found common threads to them all. And she said, first of all, what's happening, these big events are dumbing people down. Secondly, things are making them sicker. And then here's the clincher. The third thing is, she said, it's making them infertile. Now, think about that. And you realize, you know, there is a huge movement afoot among the elitists today to limit and reduce the population. Now, is this also what's going on? I cannot say for sure, but when you think about the fact that, let's say, Bill Gates is one of the big funders of this geoengineering program, and what is Bill Gates all upset about today? Overpopulation. Bill Gates is spending billions of dollars through the foundation and getting others to join him to engage in programs that really are focused on limiting the population. So why is he funding geoengineering? I wonder if we can connect the dots there. These are just questions to ask, but you know, the more questions we ask, I think the more answers we're going to find. And when people realize that someone out there is targeting not only them, but their children and their grandchildren, and maybe even the productivity of their grandchildren, I think they ought to be very, very interested in that.
Well, because we do know that Bill Gates is pushing the vaccination of little black and brown children throughout the world with mercury-containing vaccines. They took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines given in the United States, but they left it in the mercury to give it to the third-world children.
And so what's that going to do to productivity?
Well, what it does is it has to do with something called epigenetics, which most people don't understand. But basically, the genes certainly can be turned off and on. They're like little switches. And it turns off the fertility genes. And so if you have children after you've had your mercury shot, why, your genes are turned off and their genes are turned off. And so if they may have, and probably if they have children, there'll be very few of them. And then, of course, their children's children, by the time you get to the third generation, there'll be almost no children. Same thing with the GMO foods. They know exactly how they work. They just don't want the public to know that they know how they work.
Yeah.
And think of the implications. But then, after all, when you're Bill Gates, don't you have the right to determine the future of mankind?
Well, of course you do, because you've got the money, yes. And, that's the thing. You know, people are so concerned about limiting the population by so many billions of people have got to be killed, they think, that's probably not how it's going to play out. What they're planning is not so much killing people, although they may starve if the crop failures develop, as we suspect they may. If food becomes very scarce, we may see famine killing off a lot of people. But I think what the geoengineers have in mind is the elimination of reproductivity and a lower fertility rate, and I think that's how they intend to do it.
It may very well be. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest, of course, Ed Griffin, the DVD which you need to get and you need to see. What in the world are they spraying? What in the world are they spraying? And certainly we've had a tremendous response as we've offered this, and I really think it's vitally important that you have a weapon. And this is more than just a DVD for your own entertainment. It is a weapon that you can certainly lend to others and let them watch it or invite them over or have a local showing of this. Let people understand that they are involved and their children are involved. And, of course, you can actually see them as they go to Hawaii and talk to the people there. And what do the people in Hawaii tell them?
Well, the people in Hawaii that we had in our video were a community of people that lived very close to the earth. They lived off the grid. They had no electrical power. Everything they ate, they grew right there on their own land. They lived in a very idyllic, some people might say, primitive style, but it was kind of idyllic in many ways, and that's what they chose to do. And you might say it was almost like paradise, you know. But what they found is that their crop yields were going down every year, and they were tracing it directly to intensive spraying over the island of Maui where they were located. So you would think, what on earth are they spraying Maui for? But that's what was going on, and they were detecting higher levels of aluminum in the trees. The tree's bark was turning fragile, and the trees were dying. They have one little girl that became sick, and she lived in this place. You know, she ate nothing but natural food, grown off the land, never had a vaccination in her life, and there was no place for her to get aluminum. But she was sick, and they had a hair analysis made, and she was loaded with aluminum in her hair. And so you know, where's that coming from? There's only one place that you can think of, and she was being sprayed, and all the food that she's eating now has got aluminum in it. So, you know, things like that just make you sick to the stomach to think that it's going on all over the world, or many, many large parts of the world, and people aren't even aware of it. They look up and they see these things, these crisscrossing trails in the sky, and they don't even think anything about it because someone told them, oh, well, that's just vapor from behind jet planes, you know. Oh, yeah, I guess it is. And then they go on, you know, that's the end of it. No inquisitiveness, no questioning, no wondering, no analyzing. It's just acceptance. And it's incredible to me.
Well, don't you think that some of it really is just simply vapors from commercial
oil? Oh, absolutely.
But it's not all. That is the thing.
Yes, absolutely. Some of it is, and I would say maybe about 2% of it. A contrail, you know, they're real. You know, jets flying up above the 22,000-foot level, when they get up to 36,000 feet and so forth, that's really cold up there. And the vapor that comes out of the engines turns to ice, and it trails along behind the plane. You can see that all the time at those high altitudes. But it quickly evaporates. It quickly dissipates into the air, and the trail just follows right along after the airplane. It's like it's chasing it. It may hang out there for a half a mile at the most, but it just goes right across the sky, follows the airplane, and dissipates. But these other things are just billowing, you know, plumes, and it's white, and it spreads across the sky, and they crisscross, and as you pointed out so well, Stan, these planes are flying in patterns where no commercial planes fly. Those aren't commercial planes. Those aren't commercial flight patterns. And so they're crisscrossing and flying in circles and making U-turns and back and forth. This is, anybody that can just accept that and not think it's strange, I think something's happened to their brain. It's been turned off.
Well, it may very well that they've had too much aluminum, and I'm saying that. No, I'm saying that really very seriously.
It might be.
They're poisoning the brains. Aluminum is one of the most toxic substances as far as the brain is concerned.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many of our listeners out there have talked to people and tried to explain them what's going on, and they get just a blank look, or, oh, well, you're just a conspiratologist, and ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
But, of course, people don't understand. There's nothing worse than beginning to lose your mind. And I really believe that many people are incapable of seeing and thinking about what's going on because of the toxicity they've encountered. Anyway, of course, we can, of course, help people with that sort of thing, and we do carry products that can be beneficial. But the most important thing is for people to understand, really, the fact that there is an organized effort to spray or disseminate aluminum. And they can actually measure it in the soil. They have the old soil samples, and they have the new soil samples drenched in aluminum. And, of course, they have to find the difference in the pH of the soils. This is not happening by accident. And when you say, what in the world are they spraying? They're spraying aluminum and barium and strontium and heaven only knows what else. Our guest, Ed Griffin, will be back in just a moment here to wrap up the program. Ed, go right ahead. We've got 3 minutes to finish the program.
3 minutes. Well, I might as well just continue with what you were saying a moment ago.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Chemtrails subject often comes up, and at least on two occasions in different parts of the country, actually three occasions. Why? Because people from the military have said, well, we asked our superiors what the chemtrails were, and they said, well, we'll get the answer for you. And they've come back and said, well, what they're doing is they're spraying a vaccine to protect you against some terrible illness. Now, I don't believe that is certainly true in the least bit. But that was the official government explanation given to people in the military and admitted that they're spraying. The only question is, what are they really spraying and why? So the military is somehow involved in this, and I've touched this, I've seen it, it is not imaginary, it's real, and certainly it can be measured in the soil, and Rosalind Peterson has done this, and certainly Ed and his people have done this, and certainly people have actually captured, many people have captured parts of this as it's precipitated out from the atmosphere, and it's always consistent. Aluminum and barium and strontium and sometimes titanium. The government reports are there. The government reports from Great Britain tell you it's already being done here in the United States, where we're contemplating doing it. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're lying. They know exactly what they're doing, but the last thing they want is for the American people to know the truth. The DVD, what in the world are they spraying? We have two 4-tape sets on chemtrails. We actually have a book on weather modification. Yes, they know how to modify the weather. We have a book on HARP, and they're both written by Jerry Smith, who unfortunately has died. He was a personal friend, though we had him on our programs many times. And as so often happens with people are investigating this sort of thing. They die of some bizarre type of cancer, and Jerry did pass away. We certainly missed him. What if you'd like to get the chemtrail, the chemtrail 4-tape sets? They're well done. We have, say, the book on HARP, High Altitude Auroral Research Project, the book on weather modification, both of them by Jerry Smith. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Look upon these items as a weapon. You have our permission. Anything that I have produced, why you have our permission to produce it, to join our army and to get the information out. And we got a note just today from a gentleman over in Great Britain who is actually taking our programs. He pulls them down off the Internet. He duplicates them and passes them out over in Great Britain. And more people all throughout the world are hearing. We do a program for 20, 30 minutes every week in Great Britain, one of the few radio stations that tells the people the truth, and we talk about the sort of things that we have here. It must be pretty successful because every week they want us back on that program, wherefore, without charge, other than the cost of a telephone call, we had reached thousands of people in Great Britain who are learning and telling others. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Another excellent weapon is Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures. You know people have died of cancer. Well, they're cures. They know they're cures. They just don't want other people to know. You need to get the DVDs, or the transcript for The New Order of the Barbarians. That's The New Order of the Barbarians. It's the story, 1969, where, of course, Dr. Richard Day of Planned Parenthood had actually told the group of doctors that they had cures for cancer, but they weren't going to put them out. After all, people had to die of something. There were too many people in the world. They might as well die of cancer. Our telephone number, 1-HIV, WAR.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 10 February 2011. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Thank you for wanting to know more about how to stay fit, how to stay well, how to stay out of the systems. Isn't that kind of the way we all feel? Want to stay out of the systems. I don't care what they are. All the man-made systems, if at all possible, because there's got to be a better way than the way things are going. Just to let you know, there's been a major development in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where about 8 homes have exploded. What a sad situation. It looks like one has already been confirmed dead and 5 are missing in this incredible fire. That is just how sad it is. You know, the weather being what it is, we are looking at right now, if you can imagine this, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, minus 27 degrees. Minus 27 degrees in Bartlesville. It's minus 13 or minus 12 here in Versailles locally, which doesn't happen, but then I guess that doesn't mean anything anymore, does it? Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, what the animals are having to put up with, the people are having to put up with. Just take care of your animals. Please take care of your animals and your people. Just so cold, cars won't start. Things aren't working, machinery isn't working, and it's just absolutely bizarre. But then I guess we need to get used to the bizarre. The new normal, as they would probably call it.
I have to tell you that I need to apologize in one area, and I'm going to do that after the break when we have a little bit more time. I've sort of been misleading you on something I didn't realize. And we will talk about that in a little bit. Have you heard that the president says, well, we're tight on money, so we're going to have to cut back? And we're going to have to cut back. What do you